You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity to come into your cars, into your homes, however you listen to this radio broadcast. We thank God. We're grateful for you. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing, guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, come over, come out, and come through. It is a privilege and an honor to be with you on this radio station this morning. Hallelujah. 94.7. Hallelujah. On your FM dial. I want you to know God is with you. Amen. No matter what it looks like, God is with you. Have no fear, because the God we serve is with you. Have no fear. Come on here. He will bring you out. He will bring you through. Hold your head up high, because you, guess what? You're not in the midst of any circumstances or situations as you think you are. You can come out of this. Why? Because the Lord we serve, the God we serve, is on our side. He's able to bring us through. He's able to bring us out. All we have to do is hold our head up. Come on here. No matter what it looks like, God is with us. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Guess what? Because he is who he say he is. I want to go into a word of prayer. Come on and join me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you now because of who you are. We thank you because you're God and you're still on the throne. We thank you because you're making a way out of no way. We thank you because you're still Jehovah Jireh. You're still our provider. You're still Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shabbat. You're still with us. You'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us, Lord. And we thank you right now. Father, we honor you and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We thank you because you're omnipresent with us, Father. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Once again, we want to say thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast today, because he's still on the throne. He's with us. He's not against us. He's with us, even in the midst of what we in right now. Be of good courage, my friend. Hold your head up high, because God is with you. Praise our God. We want to thank God for our first lady, elect lady. Amen. God bless you. Elect Lady Watkins, God bless you. We thank God for you today and our church mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. All our elders there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Praise our God. And to all our evangelists, praise God. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, to all our prophets again, and everybody that make up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to let you know, hallelujah, that our God reigns. Praise our God. He reigns no matter what it looks like. He reigns. He lives. Come on. He live. He live. Why you say? You ask me how I know. Come on. Because he lives. He lives today. And we're grateful for you. Grateful for you. You and you. Praise God. I want you to get ready to let you know what's going on at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. I want you to know that we are now getting ready. Thank God. We thank God for how he blessed us on last night. We was with Dr. Elizabeth Haywood down in her anniversary on last night. And I tell you, hallelujah, Miracle Revival Deliverance Center. Praise our God. Miracle Healing Revival Deliverance Center down in Melbourne, Florida. Praise our God. 1500 Florida Avenue. Praise God. God was with us and we had a glorious time. Amen. Tonight we're going to be Daytona. 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 Hallelujah. With Bishop Richard Williams. Praise our God. We're going to be there. World Survivors tonight. Praise God. The Holy Ghost shall move like rain and fall like rain. We want you to come and join us and be with us. Those of you that are in the area and can hear my voice, we want you to come join us right there tonight at Bishop Richard Williams, World Survivors. Hallelujah. Bellevue Avenue, Hallelujah. Wherever you avenue, we want you to be there with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Get ready again. Hallelujah. Then we'll be back home Monday night. Starting on Monday night, we'll start our holy convocation. Oh, it'll run from the 12th all the way through the 18th. Praise our God. I'm looking to see you in those services. Amen. Holy convocation. Hallelujah. We'll start on Monday. We're looking to see you and you. Praise our God. It is going to be a time there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Thank God. I'm looking to see you in some of these services. Amen. Glory to God. We want to send out our condolences. Amen. To all the bereaved families. Those that are going through. We want to send out our condolences to them right now. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. We want you to come and be with us. We want you to come be with us in our services. I'm looking forward to seeing you and you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm doing something new here with this. And those of you that are on Facebook, you can follow me now on Instagram. So I'm going to try to come live from this Instagram. So I want you to come and go with me and tune into Instagram. If you have it, I'm going to try to record live here. So I want you to come on and be with me on Instagram. Praise our God. Again, things are getting ready to change. Things are getting ready to happen. No matter what is going on in your life, we got to trust our God. He never fails. He never fails. He will never fail you. He will always be there with you. Hold your head up high. No matter what it looks like, God is with you. He is with you. Praise our God. Don't change your mind. Don't change your mind about him. He's with us. He's with us. I know something's going to happen. You got to believe God no matter what it looks like. I know God is with us. Praise our God. He will bring us out. Hallelujah. He'll bring you out. I know he's able to do a scene above all we think or ask. God is with you. Come on. I believe God. I believe God. And I take God at his word. Take God at his word. Because his word will never, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. God is with us. For the word of God is sharp and quick. In a two-edged sword. So all we have to do is hold on to the horns of the altar. He's there with us. Hallelujah. All right. Glory to God. Let me go to the word of God. And I want to encourage your hearts again. So just hold on. And I know he's going to bring you through. Just hold on. Don't give up. Don't give out. He will be right there with you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's go to the word of God so that we can encourage your hearts as we often say, as we often come on. Praise God. We often come on with the truth and want, you know, you to walk in victory. We want you to walk into your victory. We don't want you to walk behind your victory, but walk in your victory because he's still God and he's still able to see you through. Amen. 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 So let's go to the word of God. Hallelujah. I want to go to the book of, hallelujah, go to the book of John, the 14th chapter. Yes, John, the 14th chapter. Because you know what? People, we are walking now and we are living in the last of the last days. They're not coming. They are already here. Praise our God. So we got to be encouraged. We got to hold our head up. Glory to God. Excuse me. We got to hold our heads up no matter what it looks like. Praise our God. We want to go to John, the 14th chapter. And we want to be commenced reading around about the first verse. Amen. There in John, the 14th chapter. Praise our God. Bless. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, yeah, St. John, the 14th chapter. And it's going to read as following here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your victory. We have the victory no matter what we're in, no matter what we're facing. John, the 14th chapter. It says, let not your heart be troubled. See, you don't have to worry about nothing because God is with us. Let not your heart be troubled. We're looking and we're walking and we're listening to different things and it causes us to be weary. It causes our hearts. It causes us to be shaken in some things that we're in. Praise God. We can't afford to do that. He said, let not your heart be troubled. We don't need our heart to be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You believe in God. Praise our God. Things are going to happen when you believe God. Take him at his word. When you believe God, things are going to work out. Somehow, some way, things are going to work out. Why? Because I believe God. I believe God no matter what is going on. I believe God. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in him. Believe. When you trust God, when you give it over to God, you don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to fear about. Come on. When you give it to God, this is what's wrong now. We are taking things and we are trying to work things in our own strength, our own might. Come on. We are trying to do things the way we want them to work out, the way we want them to be. But when we give it over to God, when we trust God, when we give it to him, you got to give the situation to God. No matter what it looks like. Come on, somebody. No matter what the enemy is saying or trying to betray, give it over to God. Why? Because we're not going to let our heart be troubled. We're not going to let our heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house, there are many mansions. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Because if it was not so, he said, I would told you. He said, I go to where? I go to prepare a place for you. Today, you have a place prepared for you. Are you ready for the place? Are you ready for the place that he has prepared for you? Come on. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, come on, I will what? Come again. Oh, he's coming. He's coming again. He's coming again. You know, we used to play when we were coming up. Now, you know, kids don't play games like we played when we was coming up, and such as other ones, as hide and go seek. Praise God. You would have to run. A person would count down and have his head leaning up against the tree or have his head down and eyes closed. And you would have to go try to run to go, you know, get a hiding place. A good hiding place where you thought the counter couldn't find you. So guess what? And they would come try to find where you were at. Come on. So listen what I'm saying. There is no hiding place in God. You can't hide and God don't see you. You can't hide. Come on. And think things were, praise God. But he's coming like the counter was in the game. They were coming to seek you. But this is the difference. He's coming. Come on. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you. He wants to receive you. Come on. And receive you unto myself. That where I am, that where I am, you may be also. Come on, somebody. We're going to be with him. We ain't going no other places. We're going to be with him. So we don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to fear about. All you got to do is trust in God. Hallelujah. Trust in God. That where I am, you may be there also. Come on. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Oh, how can we know the way? All we got to do is ask God, show me your way. Teach me. Come on here. Teach me. Guide me. Come on. Guide me over, great Jehovah. Guide me over, y'all, while I'm on here, because I want you to guide me. And Jesus, come on, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth. Come on, somebody, the truth. And not only am I the truth, he said, I am the truth and the life. No man can come unto the Father. No man can come unto the Father. But by me, there is no other way today that you can get to the Father. You must come through Jesus. Hallelujah. Behold, he stands at the door and knock. If any man hear his voice and open up, come on, he'll come in and you can consult with him and he consult with you. There is no other way. Come on, you can't climb up this any other way. Come on, you can't come through the window. You can't come through the back door. Come on, you got to come to him. You got to come accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because he just said, there is no other way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. Nobody can come in any other way. And the scripture says, if you come any other way, you come as a thief and a robber. So you can't come in any other way. So you must come in. You must come in through the front and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Come on, somebody. Praise our God. He said, if ye had known me, ye have known my Father. You have known my Father. Come on. Also, and from heaven ye know him. Hallelujah. And have seen him. You have seen him. Praise our God. We got to know that we know the truth. You're going to let your heart be troubled today. No matter what you're in. No matter what you're going through with. You can't let your heart be troubled today. God is with you. He's with you. He's not against you. He's not against you. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Because while we are yet going through, praise God, God is with us. In the midst, I heard Dr. Adrian Rogers just come, went off, and he was on before me talking about the storm. Talking about the storm. God ordained the storm. God allowed the storm to happen. So that's why you don't have to be afraid. You can go through. You can go through it. Why? Because God is in the midst of the storm. And he will give you peace in the midst. He'll give you that peace that passes all understanding. And he'll do what? Keep your heart in tune. So guess what? Let not your heart be troubled in the midst of what you're in. Hold your head up high. He will come through. He will come through for you. You say, Apostle, Dr. Watkins, I don't know about that. I'm in the midst of a circumstance, a situation, and it seems like I'm not going to come out. Every time I turn around, there's something going on. Every time I turn around, it's always an affliction that's trying to hit me. But I stopped by to tell you today, on your radio, on this radio station, 94.7, on your FM dial, that the God we serve, he is able to bring us out. He's able to do a scene of all we think or act. But we must do what? Believe him. We must trust him. We must look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. He designed this test. He designed what you're going through. Hallelujah. He's going to bring you through it. And if he don't bring you out of it, right, when you think you should come out, guess what he's able to do? He's able to keep you in the midst of it. Hallelujah. He's able to maintain you. Why? Because he made you and he knew all about you. Then he created and he allowed the situation that you're in. So guess what? You don't need to let your heart be troubled today. Because there's a place he prepared for you. You got to go through it. We all got to go through it. We all got to cross the bear. Nobody's exempt. I got a cross. You got a cross. If you bear your cross and I bear my cross, and at the end, there's a crown of life waiting for you and me. But we can't be weary and well do it. We can't hold our head down. Come on, somebody. God is with us. He'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this time we got to know that we know that Jehovah, hallelujah, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, hallelujah, what you call him, but he's still Jesus. He's with us. He's with you. You can't let your heart be troubled. Don't faint in the day of adversity. Don't give up. Don't be weary. Come on, the scripture say, don't be weary in well-doing. For in what due season you're going to reap if you faint not. If you faint not, you're going to reap. But you must hold on to the horns of the altar. Come on. You must hold on to your confession while riding through the storm. You got the peace of God. Don't let your heart be troubled. According to St. John the 14th chapter, let not your heart be troubled. Do not be disturbed. Hallelujah. Do not be disturbed about what you're going through or what you're looking at. See, one thing about it, we walk by faith and not by sight. You are supposed to walk by faith, not by sight. Too many people are walking by sight. Oh, It is what it is. No, it is what it is. Yes, true enough. That's it. Statement. It is what it is. If you're a believer, and if you're not letting your heart be troubled about the circumstances, it is what it is. I believe God. He's going to bring me out. I believe God. He has brought me out. Because what he said right here in his word, he said he's going away to prepare a place for us. So if he's going to prepare a place for us, guess what? What we're going through is not going to enter into that place. Oh, that's good right there. What he has prepared for us. So guess what? We must go through as believers. We are not believing and we're not taking God at his word. We're fainting. We're looking at the circumstance. We're listening to the wind, the waves. We're listening to everything. But what God is saying to us as believers, come on, somebody. You got to hear what God is saying in the midst of what you in, not what the trial, the test is saying so much. I hear God and what he's saying. I'm with you, because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. And what translation says, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on. That's why he goes, let not your heart be troubled, because he's a very present help. God is my help. God is my help. He is your help today. He is your hope. He is your peace today. Remember when Jesus came walking on the water? Come on, somebody. To the disciples. And the Bible said they cried out. They cried out for fear because they thought it was a ghost. And remember, the Bible said, Peter said, if it be thou, Lord, bid me to come. Jesus said to Peter, come. Peter steps out the boat and began to walk on the water. Oh my. Hallelujah. Peter began to walk on the water. Why? As long as Peter was not letting his heart be troubled, as long as Peter was keeping the faith, walking to Jesus, he began to walk. It doesn't say how far he got from the boat. In my mind, I'm thinking, and I'm imagining the Holy Ghost, he got way in the middle. He got from the boat, and in the middle of it, he took his eyes off. That's what we do. In the middle of what we in, we be start to be worried, we start to faint, we start to press to God, because he haven't brought us out when we think we should come out. So we begin to get worried, we begin to get fearful. So the Bible says that Peter began to sink, and he cried out. Here it is, he cried out, help. And the Bible said, Jesus reached his hand down, and he picked Peter up in the midst of where he was in. As long as you keep your eyes and keep your mind, he said, I keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. As long as you keep your mind stayed on God, when you are going through some circumstances and situations, he will bring you out. You got to trust God when you don't see him. Come on. You got to trust God when you don't see him or feel him. Come on. A lot of times you're not going to feel God. You're not going to see God. But you got to know that you know that you know. You know, got to know that you know. Come on, that was good right there. You got to know that you know God is with me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. Hallelujah. He's a very present help again in the time of trouble. You got to know this. You can't let the enemy begin to talk to you in the midst of what you're in and say you're not going to come out. Or you're never going to get healed. Or you're never going to have nothing. You're never going to have nothing. You're always going to be. Don't let the enemy talk to you. You have the power and the authority to command the enemy. Not beg him, but command him. Come on. Put him back up under your feet where he belongs. He has no business up here and talking to you. You got the authority. You got the authority. Use your authority. Come on here. He said in the word of God, in the word, whatsoever you bind on earth, it's already bound in heaven. Heaven is already taken care of. That's why you don't need to let your heart be troubled. We're on the earth. We're in the earth realm right now. We're in the earth realm right now. And guess what? The earth, the world, right now, the world is what? You got the authority in the earth realm as believers. You can change some things that you're going through. Why? Because you can't let your heart be troubled by it. You got to believe God. You got to walk in faith. Come on, you got to walk in faith. When you speak and you decree and you declare a thing, you must believe it. See, the enemy, if we don't glorify him, the enemy comes to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. If he can get you not to confess, if he can get you to be rude, if he can get you to faint, he gonna get you. But he can't get a believer that knows your rights, blood bought right, excuse me, your blood bought right, the authority that God has given to you as believers. I'm getting, my time is getting close here. My time is getting close. And I'm gonna have to get up from off behind this mic. But I want you to know, he'll never leave you. The engineer has walked in. The engineer has walked in. And the junior engineer has walked in and said, 2 minutes on this station, 94.7 on your AM, FM dial. I want you to be of good courage today. Don't let your heart be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. He's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. That's not the building. He's coming back for right here. You, me. That's not the building. That's just a place where we gather. It's where we come. But we're the church. Let not your heart be troubled. Thank God for all of you that's tuned in to the radio broadcast. By the way, our Cypress audience, thank you, Dr. Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Morrow. God bless you, Sister Dewana. God bless you. Amen. Sister Arlene, God bless you. We thank you. We thank you. Dr. Williams, bless you. We thank you. Listen, don't forget tonight, we will be in Daytona, Florida. Oh, my God. With Bishop Richard Williams, World Survivors. We're going to be there in a celebration. We're going to be there. We want to see you there. Tell somebody. Bring somebody with you if you're in the area and you can hear me up on the sound of my voice. You know where he's located. Come on here. We want to see you tonight. Yes. God bless you tonight. It's going to be something. Once again, we got to get up out of here. We got to go. Listen, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, very quickly here, all you can do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Come on, that's just as simple. You don't even have to write a letter. Just believe and confess it as your personal Savior, and you shall be saved. Listen, until Monday morning, come on, same station, same time. Go today and enjoy yourself. God bless you. See you in the move of God.
Have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.